I suppose for the individual himself, Hubert, it's probably the very, very exciting time for him, but it's also exciting for everybody who's been involved with him over the years, both from the Sligo Rugby Club point of view and especially here at the Grammar School, where Hubert has always been a very dedicated member of what I would class as our rugby program. I think it goes to show that at the end of the day, hard work and determination, most of the time, it pays off. So we're really delighted for him.
You coached him at senior level in the Grammar School. Was his talent evident from an early stage?
I think from a very early stage in terms of natural talent, Hubert would have shown obviously great skills in terms of his footwork and pace, which, you know, no matter what sport you play, initial pace off the mark was absolutely fantastic. He obviously had to work on certain things, and certainly at junior level, Mr. Conor Brandon, who was his coach at that time, in conjunction with ourselves, would have worked very much on his tackle technique, because certainly originally I thought that was one of the things that he needed to work on, and it really came to the fore over the last number of years, where now with his dedication and his hard work in the gym, both here and in the school, and also with through the auspices of the club, he has become very determined, very fit, very strong, and has built up muscle with the SNC program in both places. So his tackle has really, really improved as far as I'm concerned. And that was probably the biggest thing that we had to work on. As for natural skill and pace, you know, to a certain extent, you can't really put that into him, but he had that from the very beginning.
What's his best position, would you say? We've seen him kick it out half. We've seen him at scrum half. He seems a very versatile type of player.
In the school here, for example, just in my own time here, we had him in the first year that he was on the senior team. He actually played at full back, where, again, his range of skills, especially in terms of coming back with the ball and sidestepping and showing his pace and speed, really did come to the fore. But personally, I think his best position is scrum half. He really came to the fore last year as well when he played a couple of games for the Sligo senior team, and was very outstanding in terms of showing technical ability and also reading space from scrum half.
Andy Friend, the Connacht head coach, made a point in the media commitments this week of referencing the fact that it's another Indigenous player coming through to the senior ranks in Connacht, and it's a proud week for both his hometown club Sligo and his hometown school, the Sligo Grammar School.
I have to say that in terms of, from that point of view, I think it's actually very exciting times again, as I said at the start, as far as the program in our school and in the other school, the other schools around the town, and also in Connacht in general. I think the actual effort that has been put into SNC from all of the schools has been, next, absolutely brilliant in terms of how they've changed over the last 10 years in terms of facilities and providing them with programs. And our own program here obviously has helped Hubert along the way as well, and through the auspices of the school and also in the local club.
And two more thoughts, James, to finish. I'm just thinking you have a new batch of first-year students there in Sligo Grammar School. Some of them may be interested in playing rugby or taking up the sport. It must be nice that you can point to past pupils like Hubert and say, well, look, this guy came through here and now he's playing senior representative rugby for his province.
Obviously, we would have great affinity with all of our past pupils, especially the guys who have gone on to play at international level, both at schools and youth, and also at professional level. One or two have managed to do that as well. So I think it's great when even for first years, when they come in and they see the pictures around the school and the team photos and so on, and also in terms of success over the years, even in the last, before pandemic, they're even getting to the cup final and winning the league that year was great inspiration for the guys who have come through. It's obviously a bit disappointing for some of the younger fellows that they haven't had a chance to play up in the last year and a half to 2 years. But now that he's got everything, we'll get back on track, and hopefully we should see the fruits of their efforts and also our efforts over the next number of years. And maybe there are future Hubert he's got in the younger ages here in the school and around the town, should we say.
And I'm sure very finally, lots of Sligo Grammar School connections will be watching the game on the telly. And as well as anybody else, it's rarely a 15-man game these days, professional rugby. It'll be, if he was to get a few minutes and come on at some stage at the Arms Park, that would be quite a moment.
Well, and more than, Stephen Cairns, who came on there a number of years ago and played really well, especially abroad in France. I'm hoping that he will get a few minutes. It would be great for his own self-confidence, and I think it would be due reward for the determination and hard work that he has put in himself over the last number of years. Because basically, one thing I'll say about Hubert anyway, he's definitely not a quitter. He tries and he tries and he tries, so it would be fantastic for him if, please God, he gets some minutes in this match at the weekend.